All right, really quick, Evan. So we're talking about programming councils, but yet we heard that we don't have a chair for the community needs assessment. We heard that possibly there are collectives that are doing their own community needs assessment, but it seems that if we're going to be talking about programming councils and if we're going to, in a sense, embrace the niche activists that, you know, can be here all the time, or if we're really going to try and make sure that these kind of program councils are representative, it seems that if we're doing a direct mail campaign to raise money, we need to do a direct mail campaign to get inclusive voices. And we can include a programming grid or something, ratings, whatever kind of feedback, to make sure we get that outreach. It's an incredibly difficult job. What are you going to do? We do have the net. We do have direct mail. There's a way to do that so that once these things really get constituted, we know that we have, you know, when you go out and embrace people, they'll embrace you back. Around staff and GM, I understand that there is some, really heated stuff around staff. And the only thing, of course, around the GM and PDs being able to vote is that they also have the idea of hire and fire, and there's just a little bit too much power in that, and I agree that they shouldn't have the vote. The reason why staff, I think, should have vote is because they're the people that are going to be actually helping, training, editing, coaching, working with these people on where, working with whatever format they have, and helping these people achieve good radio. Radio matters. Good radio matters, okay? Also, I just wanted to say that it would be nice that in the programming councils, we don't constantly look towards balkanization of different races. I understand that we have a very big job to do in reaching these communities, but if we keep looking at it in our little cliques, around Hispanic, around Black, around Asian, etc., we're going to be doing what the man wants, and we're going to be feeding into the COINTELPRO that you've been talking about.